The answer is, how do you define a trend in trading? Well, first off, you let the price action tell you which way it's going, and then you just follow along with it. As Paul Tudor Jones was saying, understand that the market is right. It'll push you further along, right? Understand the market's right. It's telling you what it's doing. You just got to learn how to read it, just like reading notes on a page. I like how I tied that all together with a nice little bow.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from my office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now, get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today. The How to Trade Stock Options podcast is now exclusively on sharevision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance, and that's where you can find us every single week over at sharevision.com. Just head to sharevision.com to learn more and type in 10 Minute Stock Trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at sharevision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. Good afternoon, traders. How are y'all doing today? I am excited to be back with you here again in the 10-Minute Trading Room. Thank you so much for coming today. If you're here, do me a favor. Let me know in the chat by just saying hi. Let me know you're here. Isaac, good afternoon, sir. And hey, thanks for coming to the Benzinga stream yesterday. That was awesome. I appreciate you doing that. So I did want to talk to you guys about spring break. I am planning to do a little spring break next week. No official time or days set yet, but at the moment I'm thinking Thursday and Friday, which would postpone our next webinar for a little bit, but that's all right. Give you guys a break. But this also is good to kind of talk about what you do before going on a vacation. What you do before going on a vacation is you close everything. You close everything because you don't want that stress, right? If you're out on the beach, if you're out at Disney World, if you're out doing your thing, the last thing you need is the stress of, hey, do I need to go take care of some business or can I just focus on the moment? And that's why we trade the way that we trade, is so we can focus on the moment. So yeah, I am thinking right now we're going to bail after my Benzinga live stream next Wednesday. We have a lake house in Arkansas and probably head up there for the weekend with the boys. They love going up there. Like, it's so different than the Dallas area, of course. There's mountains and trees and all the fun stuff that they don't get to do here. So yeah, I think we're going to be doing that. So thank you guys for coming. Kavon, I'm meeting you tomorrow, dude. I'm looking forward to it. Donna, good afternoon, or good 12:18 there for you. Glad you made it today. Brian, hey man, good to see. Look, we're coast to coast here and all the way up in Alaska. This is so cool. And then Andrew, hey man, I'm glad you made it. Glad you made it. All right, let's get into our 10 minutes to freedom strategy. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how we take the guesswork out of trading. Now, with the 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy named by our colleague Nima, we start with the market. As we talk about every day, when you start with the market, it gives us an opportunity to tell which direction we should trade. We need to go with the market rather than fighting the market. Now, we established a market trend from three core variables. First is the trend, which is the S&P 500 moving averages. Next is the breadth, how many stocks are participating in that trend. And finally, FinClub, our artificial intelligence data, which gives us the timing of, is today the right day? Let's find out. So let's first go to the SPY. So the SPY was up earlier today, and currently it's giving back all those gains, down a little bit, down 48 basis points right now. But what we need to see, oh, hang on, I need to turn my lines back on. There we go. Is the blue line, which is the 10-day, under the black line, which is the 20-day, and price under the red line, which is the 50-day. All of that remains true. And who would have thought, you know, talk of war, whatever the case is, that bottom to top right now would be up around 7% on the market. We'd be up nearly 300 S&P handles. That's quite a move. That's why we don't trade the news. We just got to figure out what the trend is doing and then roll with that. Now, we also look at the market breadth, which is coming down a little bit today at 38%. All we need to see is this less than half, and that gives us the light to go short. Finally, Fin Club had a green day. Fin Club had a green day. So because we don't have all of these lighting up in the same market direction, that takes us out of an offensive day into a defensive day. Now, defensive days are great because, keep in mind, right, everything that we have on right now has open profits or open losses. But on defensive days, it's an opportunity to take those off the table. Maybe for profits, maybe not. But I really want to keep going back to this core concept. And I wrote it down yesterday. I'm going to keep doing so. This is like not at all focusing. Planned exit points. Don't ever at any point anymore call it a stop loss. Don't call it anymore ever a trailing stop. Call it a planned exit point. I got it right here on my keyboard, so I make sure that I discuss that. It's a mind shift, mindset shift, right? When you think, this is my plan, I'm following my plan, my plan was to exit at this point, you're removing the emotion. Removing the emotion. That's the only way to be successful. So we will obviously not be adding to winners today because this is only on offensive days. So let's take a look at our exit points. Our exit points are going to be either the trailing stop where profits are locked in or the stop loss, which like I say, I wonder, hang on, let me rephrase this. Let me rephrase this. Planned exit points. There we go. There's only two planned exit points. Either if we, I don't even like it saying stop loss here. Hang on. Maybe I just take that off. There. Then really there's three exit points. I may have to redo this slide. Either way, there's only three exit points. I'll write that down right now. A half ATR stop from our entry, a close below yesterday's low, or after profits are locked in, the back-tested trend line is broken. So let's take a look at what we're doing here. Victor says, love that. Planned exit point. No longer consider it stop loss, one half ATR planned exit point. No longer consider it stop loss. No longer consider it trailing stop. Planned exit point. Saving that. We're always going to refer to that from now on. So let's go look at our planned exit points. The first one that we can talk about, I got a big smile on my face, is down 8% today. I don't know why. It doesn't really matter why. FSLY is down 8% today. So where our planned exit point is, which is what we do every day, we're just updating the planned exit points, is at 1784. 1784 is right here. Let me type that in. 17.84. And I'm even going to change this on here. Planned exit point. There we go. Brian says, if you rewrite, then will you have one for bear market, one for bull market, do the close? Yeah, I think I should. Actually, what I was thinking, Brian, was having like half of this for a bullish situation with like a green border. So it's easy to follow. And then duplicate it with a red border, so it's easier to follow. So yeah, I think I will do that. I got you. It's not going to be today, but I will be doing that. That's a great idea. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. So, oh wait, I typed that in wrong. 1784, not 1484. All right. So we've reduced risk today in FSLY. At this point, as long as nothing gaps around the other way, we are locking in profits following this 5-day trailing stop. You like that idea. Now, you want it right now. No, dude, we got other stuff to do right now, like trading. All right. So we are looking at the trailing stop of 5-day. 5-day EMA trailing planned exit point. How you like that? I'm not even going to say the word trailing stop or stop loss anymore. That's out of my vocabulary. All right. 5-day EMA trailing planned exit point. Cool. Nothing to do here. We are done. We move that down. We're sitting pretty for this. Now let's go to Peloton. Unfortunately, being that today is a defensive day, I did get excited when I was looking at this earlier. And I'm like, oh man, it's a defensive day. Because of that, we don't add. Remember, we only add on offensive days and only at the end of the day. Peloton looks terrible from a stock price perspective, but going short, looking great. Down 8.27% today. I don't know if that will continue on, and I don't have to know. All I have to know is my planned exit point. So 10-day planned exit point. We are going to move down. And exit point. And that number we're looking at right now is 2751. So let's move that down. Actually, yeah, this is even better. So one of our exit points is a close below yesterday's low. So actually, we're going to tighten that up significantly. Are you ready? We're going to move it from 2863 all the way down to 2751. Which matches yesterday's high. So, yeah. So, at that point, it's like really knocking on the door where our planned exit point is right next to our entry point. So, I like that. That's a good one. Nothing to do there. Next, Big C. All right, Big C. Our exit point is 22, 5-day. Planned. So, our 5-day planned exit point is at 2276 is where we started it at. Is that still the same? No, we need to move it to 2241, which matches yesterday's high. So we're going to move this to 2241. This is planned exit point. Now, I would like to let you know and caveat this just a little bit. We're waiting, or the reason we keep that risk extra super tight on something like Peloton and in Big C is because we don't have profits locked in yet. We don't have that yet. Something like Fastly, FSLY, we can have it have a little bit of grace. We can have it move a little bit. The objective is to have that trailing planned exit point line go through your entry point. Then we're not worried so much about if it's going to go on the other side of that candle. On the other day's low. That's why these are broken into two groups here. After the profits are locked in, after our trend line has passed our entry point, let me rephrase that. Man, I'm having a hard time speaking today. After trailing exit point passes entry point. At that point, we just follow the back-tested trend line. That's it. Until that happens, all three of these can happen. Does that make sense? Until we have our trailing exit point line pass through our entry point, which it did here. If it goes higher than yesterday's candle, why is it gotta be slow? If it goes higher than yesterday's low or higher than yesterday's high, we go ahead and take that off. So that's the way that we keep our risk extremely tight until our profits are actually showing on the board. So I hope that makes sense. I'm here for you. As you know, what we do every day is reduce risk. So we've looked at our positions here. We've moved our risk line down in Fastly. We've moved our planned exit point down in Fastly and Peloton and Big C. So that covers all the actual trading there is to do. how long did that take in actual trading? Like 28 seconds, maybe. So yeah, we're good for that. Now I am ready, and I hope you're ready to go to our final thoughts. I tell you, on defensive days, it can be not much to do. Not much at all. So we talked yesterday, and we're going to keep talking about this series that Trader Line put on about some of the most famous quotes from Paul Tudor Jones, literal multi-billionaire trader. So this is number 2 of 10. Don't be a hero. Don't have an ego. Always question yourself and your ability. It means continuously learning, right? Don't ever feel that you are very good. The second you do, you're dead. And I don't say that at all. I am not trying to predict anything, and I am not at all. You've never heard me say, oh, this is going to happen, because I don't know. Don't ever feel that you know enough, right? Understanding that the market is always right, as we say, let the market tell you where it's going, will push you along, further along than 99% of participants. That's the key takeaway here. Understanding that the market is right. No matter what it's doing, it's just a data point. If that data point is $100 today and tomorrow it's $10, that's just data points. Now, what you need to do is understand how to read it. It's like learning to play an instrument. At one point in time, you looked at that piece of paper in your sixth grade band class and you're like, I have no idea what all these things mean. But by the end of the year, end of the semester, maybe you were like me and played in college band, which is where I met my wife. Maybe by that point, you would consider yourself very well learned, but there's always something else to learn. But you can definitely read the notes on the page without a doubt. So that's kind of where I was going with that, right? Let the market tell you where it's going. Now, one of the other things I want to continue to do is work on this series of questions that I've been seeing along the internet, right? So this one, it's not perfectly well written, but it says, how to define a trend? And I guess they meant to say, how to define a trend in trading? So here's, you know, like I do in Benzinga all the time. Oh, Brian asked, what instrument did I play? So I don't play it anymore. I haven't played it since college, but I played the bass trombone. So I realized very early on that if I was going to be competitive in the world of instrumental music, I would have to get out of the big pool of masses, right? Let's say if there's 100 trombone players, there were only 2 or 3 or 4 bass trombone players. So that immediately allowed me to get further on in my competitive trombone playing career. But yeah, and I met my wife in college she was also playing in the marching band, and her sister and her sister's husband are both band directors. So music just runs in their family. So yeah, interesting side note. But anyway, let's get back to how do we define a trend in trading? So Steve Burns, and I don't have it here on my PowerPoint slides. If I did, I'd pull it up right now. Maybe I do. Hang on. No. Steve Burns had an amazing post one day on the internet, and I captured it. And it was talking about how each one of these trend lines on a chart can represent a different stage of the trend, right? So let's remove drawings. Let's remove drawings. And let's go to something that has been on a major trend lately, like USO oil. Yeah, cool. Check this out. So let's draw one at a time. So the 200-day is a very easy indicator to say, hey, this is when the market is moving up. Anything above that point, you should consider it bullish. Anything below that point, you should consider it bearish. Now you can layer in the 50-day moving average. Now the 50-day moving average on its own doesn't really tell you anything other than the fact that price today is higher than it has been over the last 10 trading weeks. 5 days a week, 10 weeks, 50 days. Price today is higher. And if you're buying something, you want price going up. If price is going up, the trend line should be going up. Price should be above that trend line. Then you can stack on top of that, like the 10-day moving average. That is the indicative of a very strong trend, something that is really working in one direction very, very hard. And you can see there's even times where you could use a crossover as an indicator. We've talked about that previously. I like crossovers and the fact that I like to see everything moving in one direction, but I like the exit point to be across on the price, a break of that trend line, because if you're waiting for the crossover, for example, if you waited for this entry point for the crossover, then your actual price to get out was not up here. It was down here. Right. And you would have made from 47 to 51. You would have made $4. Whereas if you had followed the trend line on the 10, you would have got out at 56 and kept $5 more per share. So, yeah, that's why I like it for an entry. When I want to see everything going one way before an exit, I like to see the trend broken up there. Then you can throw some other things on top of it, right? You can throw a 5-day that shows an even stronger trend, right? Like right now, this is clearing the 5-day, and not at any point has it crossed below the 5-day except right here. So it went above the 5-day at $51, did not close below the 5-day until 63. So yeah, that's why we use it. It defines a very strong trend. So the answer is, how do you define a trend in trading? Well, first off, you let the price action tell you which way it's going, and then you just follow along with it. As Paul Tudor Jones was saying, understand that the market is right. It'll push you further along, right? Understand the market's right. It's telling you what it's doing. You just got to learn how to read it, just like reading notes on a page. I like how I tied that all together with a nice little bow. All right, cool. So that was our trading room today. Thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate everyone's participation. Like I said, next week, I'm thinking Thursday and Friday. I might take a little spring break here, and I would advise you to do the same. Take a break every once in a while. Life is too short anyway. I will be here tomorrow, Friday, and hope to see you here tomorrow. We're doing great in our trades, and hopefully this will continue on. Have a fantastic afternoon. We'll see you there.
Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right? Now, if you liked that, that's only a taste, only a sample of what you're going to find in the full AI stock trading system. And I really highly encourage you to go and check this out. Obviously, you are interested in learning and how to trade, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I'm going to take and download my entire trading system that I use day in and day out onto you. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is over at the AIStockTradingSystem.com. You're going to get phase 1, 2, and 3, several bonuses. And on top of that, I'm going to walk you through over a dozen trades that I put on inside of my account, holding your hand and showing you exactly how I got in, how I got out, how I use the artificial intelligence data, and how this could work inside of your own trading portfolio on a daily basis. So make sure you head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com to learn more and to get started and to download my decade plus worth of trading experience into your hands so you can start using the AI Stock Trading System today, the 5-step system to take the guesswork out of trading.